singing in the rain, just singing in the rain.
And if you think that's a glorious feeling, I bet you'll have a lot of opportunities coming up. I'm Keith Seinfeld with Cliff Mass at the University of Washington, and we've been talking, Cliff, about off and on rain. Is that what you're seeing too?
That's right. We've had a very persistent pattern with a deep trough over the eastern Pacific, and it's just been locked in place. And disturbance after disturbance comes around this trough or low, circles around south of us and right in, giving us a period of showers. And this is not going to go away for at least 3 or 4 days. So I'm afraid to say this weekend's going to be mild, cloudy, with periods of rain on and off.
The same thing today, tomorrow, Sunday, all just the same?
They won't be exactly the same. What we'll see is that as disturbances rotate around, we'll have periods of heavier rain and stronger winds. And then between these disturbances, we'll have breaks. So right now, on Friday morning, we have a series of showers that are rotating through. So it's raining now. By lunchtime, 2 o'clock, they should back off. Then another disturbance comes in this evening and overnight into Saturday morning. So more showers, winds will pick up, and then they'll back off again. And so we'll see roughly every 18 hours or so, another disturbance and more rain. And that's what's going to happen, I'm afraid. The only thing that's going to change is that the temperatures should start cooling off later in the weekend. It's relatively warm out there right now. Temperatures will get up probably into the low 50s around Western Washington on Friday today. But it appears that by the time we get to Sunday, the temperatures in the lowlands will go down to the upper 40s, and it'll be cool enough that the snow level will come down in the mountains. And so with lots of precipitation and cooler temperatures, we'll see a lot more accumulation. So over the next 3 days, let's say, a higher elevation ski areas up in the mountains above 4,000 or 5,000 feet, they could have a few feet of snow before it's over with.
Wow, a few feet, that's quite a bit. Is that even at Snoqualmie Pass, which isn't really that high up in the mountains? It's only just over 3,000 feet.
No, not Snoqualmie, I'm afraid. Snoqualmie is way too low. The base is around 3,000 feet. So there, they're going to have rain mixed in. So I don't expect much more than maybe 6 inches before it's all over, let's say 3 or 4 days. But if you go higher, if you go to Crystal or higher on Baker, any of the higher elevation ski areas, or if you're going cross-country skiing, could see quite a bit of snow, especially in the second half of the weekend.
So why is it that we even have a ski area at Snoqualmie Pass? I mean, you think of other parts of the country, you go to Lake Tahoe, that's way up much higher, 7,000, 8,000 feet. This is only barely 3,000 feet.
That's right. The Snoqualmie is quite an anomaly in some ways. The base of the ski area, the bottom slopes, are only a little over 3,000 feet. It's very low elevation. If you try to have a ski area at the same elevation on the western slopes of the Cascades, you couldn't have a ski area. It'd be too much rain. It'd be too warm. There's something very special about Snoqualmie, and that is it's in a pass. There's a low area in the Cascades. It's the North Cascades and the South Cascades are higher. And so we have colder air in eastern Washington and generally higher pressure. And as low systems approach us, cold air tends to be sucked through the pass or gap. And so we'll have this veneer, this shallow area of cold air at low levels that helps protect Snoqualmie from melting. It allows snow in the pass at, let's say, 3,500 feet, that if you were at the same elevation on the western slopes, it would be rain. So it all has to do with that gap that's in the mountains. Now, Stevens also enjoys a little bit of that gap cooling. And so that's the secret of skiing in this low elevation area. However, one thing I should note is that, if we think about what's going to be true in, let's say, 50 years from now, when global warming has really hit around here, the chances of there being skiing in Snoqualmie Pass, I suspect, is very slight, because it'll warm up so much that gap effect, that cold air, will not be able to protect it enough.
Mm. That's a harsh reality.
But of course, there'll always be Baker and Crystal, places that either get so much precipitation that they'll get a snowpack, or they're high enough that it'll be cold enough to maintain the snow.
Thank you, Cliff.
Sure.
Cliff Mass is a professor of atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington. Did you know we have podcasts available of our weekly conversations? That's at kplu.org. I'm Keith Seinfeld, KPLU News.